The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud Gimal. Today's daf is being studied. La'ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refua Shelema Yafa Batzara. El Narefan Ala Betoch She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Bet Amud Bet. And we are 10 lines from the bottom, starting from Tenan Hatam. Tenanatam, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hatiltan. Tiltan, she explains it to be fenugreek. Mintivalin is a type of spice called fenugreek. Mishitismah, the chayuv of ma'aser, follows the year that it grew. But she says, "Mishitismach achar shenat semihato mitaser, velo achar shenat nekitato." It does not follow when it was picked. If you remember yesterday's daf, we learned that when it comes to yarak, when it comes to vegetables, the year, or the chiyuv, I should say, of maaser comes bishat nekitato, when it was plucked, before Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Hashanah. So now it comes along and says that by the tiltan, it goes when it grew. Mishitetzmach, that's when the hayuv comes. Hattevu'ah v'azetim, when it comes to wheat, when it comes to olives, mishiyavi'u shlish, when they grow one third of their growth. That's considered growth. My mishitetzmach, now what does it mean when you say mishitetzmach? When it grows, what do you mean? That's a vague terminology. So the Gemara says, mishitetzmach lizra'im. When it grows, literally for the seeds. She says she has zerach tzomeach betocho. Once the seed of the tiltan starts to grow within the actual tiltan itself, that's considered its growth, meaning the hayuv ma'aser. So mishitismach, when the seed, the zerach, grows within it. Tosfot has a different interpretation. Tosfot understands when it's grown enough that you'd be able to pull it out of the ground and plant it somewhere else, and it will continue to grow. That's already it's self-sufficient, so to speak. And therefore, they learned that's the shiur of mishitismach. Hattevuah v'zetim mishevi u'shlish. You tell me that tevuah and zetim, the shiur is what mishevi u'shlish. Mina hane mile. How do we know this from the Torah? That the hayuv ma'asir comes when they brought a third of their growth. Rashi. Mina hane mile. Actually, let's read the word before that. Tivua, dagan v'tirosh kiruim tivua. So the sheet tells us that the grains as well as the grapes are all called tivua. Dichtiv kitvuat gorin v'chitvuat yekev. So therefore, you see the word tivua is used by gorin v'yekev. V'azetim yitzhar. That would be oil. Mishiyaviu shlish mitaserin achar shana sheyagiu bo neshlish b'shulam im shiniya im shlishit. So it's regarding maaser, the year that it grew a shlish, that's considered the year of the maaser cycle. Meaning, if it grew a shlish in the second year, you're giving maaser sheni. If it grew a shlish in the third year, you're giving maaser ani. So therefore, the years of ma'aser are dependent on which year did the tree mature, or the wheat mature, to a third of its growth. Mm. Next Rashi, mina nemile, atevu'ava zetim kai, de ma'aser didu de oraita. The question of the Gemara is on Tevuah and Zetim, because their Maaser is indeed the Oraita. Uminalan, the Batash Shlish Azle. How do you know you go after Shlish? The Ilu Yarak, when it comes to vegetables, the Azil be Rabbanan Batal Likita. You go after when it was picked. The Ilan, the Azil Batal Hanata. The tree goes after when the tree started to bud. Maaser di Dumid Rabbanan. That's only Midrabanan, these Maasirs. Velo mebaye buhu minalam. We don't have to ask minalam, because the rabbis do whatever they want. Ulkaman mefaresh bihu ta'mayu. The Gemara is going to explain later on why it chose Yarak after the Kita and Ilan after Hanata. Yarak mishum, the guy zule kol sha'ata, vehadar samah, just because the vegetables, they're constantly being picked. All season long, you pick the vegetables, and then they start to grow again. The gadil al megeshamim shesnat nekitato, and they grow on the rainwater of the year that it was picked. Azil be batal nekita, so you go after the nekita. Ilan gadil al meshanas shehanatba, whereas a tree, it grows on the waters of the year that it blossomed. Shal yedes sraf sheba be ilan nefne hanata perotav chontim ubon nigmarim, which means the sraf, that would be like the sap that was in the tree, that causes the fruits to grow. So that year, right before the tree starts to blossom, the sap is created in the tree, and that starts the process. Therefore, you go after the year of Hanata. Because the sraf constantly goes up into the fruit, and the fruit grows. So basically, that she's telling you, we didn't ask about Yarak. Yarak is a sevara. The Gemara is going to tell us later on what goes after the Kita. We didn't ask by tree. It's also within a banan, maaser by the fruit. And therefore, we didn't ask it because we have a sevara also. Why it goes after when it halata, when it starts to emerge the fruit actually? Oh, so what's the Gemara's question? How do you know minatorah? Because that's wheat is minatorah. How do you know that the maaser year is determined by Shlish gedulo? So give us some pesukim. Amar of Ase, Amar of Yohanan, umatu ba meshemed Rabbi Yosef Galili, Amar kera mikes sheva shanim b'moed shenat shemita b'chag Sukkot. Pesuk says at the end of 7 years, b'moed on the holiday shenat shemita of the year of shemita b'chag Sukkot on the holiday of Sukkot. So now already we're in the 8th year. It's after Shemitah, that's after Rosh Hashanah, right? In the holiday of Sukkot. So now the Gemara's question is, Shinat Shemitah, may avidte b'chag Sukkot? Sheminiti. What are you talking? What does Shemitah got to do with the Chag Sukkot? It's the 8th year already. Don't we know Shemitah ends Rosh Hashanah? So what are you telling me that there's some law that's going to apply in the 8th year of Shemitah? What's going on in Sukkot of the 8th year? So the Gemara says, so Rashi says, "My avite lekrot chag Sukkot shebesof sheva shenim shnat shemita," and we're calling it shnat shemita. Hare kevar yatsa shemita neros shana uchvar nechneset sheminit. So the Gemara says, "Ela lomar lecha, I'm going to teach you." כל תבואה שהביאה שליש בשביעית לפני ראש השנה אתה נוהג בו מנהג שביעית בשמינית. So it's coming to give you the third rule that any wheat that grew a third of its growth in the 7th year, now even though it's the 8th year, you have to treat it with kiddushat shviit, because growing a third is considered growth, and therefore the significant growth was done when? In the 7th year, the shemitah fruit. Now therefore, even though it's the 8th year now, Chag Sukkot, you have to treat it b'kedushat shviit, right? It's considered 7th year produce. Marim Rashi, el lomar lecha, v'achi ka'amar kera, yesh lecha davar shu shel sheminit, v'hu asur kishviit. There's an item that's an 8th year product, but it's asur because of shviit. Why? De'ezu zu tebuah shvi ashlish. Now, the Gemara is going to ask later on, how do you know that we're referring to wheat that grew a shlish? Now we just know that sometimes the laws of Shemitah in the 7th year have ramifications in the 8th year. But who told you? The Gaber, the Deen of Shlish. So the Gemara will say now, Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Aseh, V'dilma lo ayil klal, V'ka'amar Rahmana, Tishamet v'tezil ad Chag Sukkot. Who told you? Maybe we're talking about where the wheat did not grow at all. Maybe even less than a third of its growth. And still the Torah is telling you that you have to treat it with Kiddushah, Shevi'it, until Hagasukot. Who told you that? Talking about a third, look at the top Rashi. The Dilma lo ayil klal. Ve'afidu lo etchilu lit bashil b'shevi'it. Even if they didn't even start to ripen in the seventh year. Kamar Rahmana, mitzvat Shevi'it nimashich isurat Hagasukot melachrosh v'leksor. Yeah, maybe the Torah is giving you a new Hadushah. You should know, plowing and reaping is asur until Sukkot of the eighth year. Where did you get this Hadush to tell me? No, it's Davka, wheat that grew a shlish in the third year, has ramifications till the eighth year. Who told you? Maybe it's just talking about Stam. Shemitah extends until Sukkot. So comes the Gemara and says, Lo Salka Da'atach. No, I would never think such a thing. Why? Because I have another pasuk. Ve'chag asif beset hashana. Okay, the Torah is talking about the holiday of Sukkot. So it calls this Hag Asif, holiday of, because we'll call it harvesting. Mm-hmm. Asif, when he harvests all his, gathers all his fruit from the field. Beset hashana. It's at the end of the year. So the Gemara says, May Asif. What does it mean when the Torah calls the holiday of Sukkot Hag Asif? If it's coming like the simple interpretation, the holiday that comes at the time of Asifa, the time of the harvesting, the time of the gathering, the pasuk already tells us at the time that you're gathering from the Gordon and the Yekiv, which means we know already that it's talking about the harvest time. Why do you need two words? Why do you need Hag Asif Beospecha? Isn't that redundant? Ela mai asif. And you know what the word haga asif means? Katsir. It's not talking about gathering. It's talking about reaping. We take the word asif now and learn it as going on. Katsir. And then what does it mean? Vikim mi'ud rabbanan. And when the rabbis had a tradition, dechol tibu'ah sheniksira behag, any wheat that was reaped on Sukkot, biyadua shevi ashlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You got to know whatever you're cutting on Sukkot, know that it had to reach a shlish of its growth before Rosh Hashanah. That's a fact. Vekakari lela betzet hashana, and it's called tzet hashana as if it came from last year. Mitzet hashana. This is considered shemitah. Haga asif. So therefore, learn like this. It's the holiday that when you cut wheat on that holiday, on Sukkot, know, tradition, that if it's being cut on Sukkot, it had to reach a third of its growth before Sukkot, that's during the Shemitah year. And the Torah is telling you, Betzeh Tashana. That's tacked on to last year's product, and therefore has a din of Shemitah. So therefore, from this pasuk, clearly, we understand what? That the shlish is the growth. I never go back to the last pasuk, when the last pasuk tells me, Ketz shevar shanim b'shnat ha-shemitah b'mo'ed b'chag ha-sukkot. We thought the same. Maybe that's just telling me if it didn't grow at all. But it doesn't matter. Shemitah extends until Sukkot. No, it can't be that. So therefore, from the fact that we have this pasuk, that's mashma, that there's a din of a third, so we have to explain the last pasuk also, that when it says that Shemitah applies to Sukkot, it means when it grew a third. So it's really a combination of both these pasukim. And once I learned already the third rule, this pasuk, now I go back to the first pasuk and says, B'moed Hag HaSukkot. Miket Shevar Shanim, it's got the exact word, B'moed, Shnat HaShemitah, Hag HaSukkot. So that must be talking about that Shemitah applies on Sukkot only on stuff that grew a third before. Now let's read that she. Let's read the fourth line. V'chag asif peset hashana. My chag asif. Ilima dehu shem Sukkot. Maybe that's the name of Sukkot. U'mishub deba bezman asifah. Because it comes at the time of the harvesting or the gathering. Lama li dekatab b'chad kira tereh zimneh. What, you got to write the same thing twice in one pasuk? Ha'ketib b'hi kira gufa be'ospecha. Et ma'asecha. Et ma'asecha. Okay, be'ospecha. So the she says, Ela my asif. Katsir. V'achi ka'amar. V'chag asher hu be'ospecha et ma'asecha min ha-sadeh, the holiday that comes be'ospecha, that when you're gathering the fruits from your fields, asif asher atak kotzer bo, the gathering that you're going to reap, that you're going to cut on Sukkot, eno mishana nichneset. You should know it's not considered eighth year goods. Ela mishana yotzet. Like it says, betzet ashana lelamedcha kan shekatzir ahag holech achar shana she'avra. That the cutting of Sukkot after Shemitah follows last year. V'kim nu l'rabban. The tradition is she'amru ha'tevuah achar shelishtechot tevuah shenekesra behag. So that's how you know that the wheat is considered developed after it reaches a shlish of its growth. Good? Comes Gemara and says, Amalel Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zera. So the Yirmiya now has a claim to Rabbi Zera. He says, Vikim Nehu Rabbanan Ben Shlish Lefachot Meshlish. Comes along and says, what do you think? You think the rabbis knew? The rabbis were experts. They knew exactly when the wheat reaches a shlish and when it's before a shlish. When the rabbis had understanding when it comes to such a detail. That she says, "V'kimlu l'rabbanan b'tmiha v'chi b'ki'in hen b'tiv gidul ha-tevua." Well, they were so experts in the growth of wheat. L'da'at she'en ha-tevua ruya l'ksor b'chag elem k'nevi ha-shlish b'shna sha'avra. I mean, to the extent they knew the rule. But if it's cuttable on Sukkot, it's got to be that before Sukkot already reached the shlish. Well, the rabbis were experts on such a halakha. How do they know? Maybe it's not so. Maybe it's a drop off. Maybe if it's cut on Sukkot, maybe it means before Sukkot it reached a drop before shlish. You're talking borderlines over here. So the rabbis knew exactly shlish, because if it's less than a shlish, it's a whole different halakha. But they knew exactly it's at least the shlish. How do they notice? Amar le, so Rabbi Zera tells Rabbi Yirmiya, Lav amina lecha, didn't I tell you? Lo tafik nafshecha lebar melcheta, which means do not question the shi'urim of the hakamim. I tell you already once, the hakamim gave a shi'ur, it was with precision. They knew what they were talking about. Kol midot hakamim kenu, all the shi'urim of the rabbis are as such. For example, Be'arba'im se'ah hu tobel. In 40 se'ah, you go, that's a kosher mikveh. Be'arba'im se'ah hasir kortov, eno tobel. 40 se'ah missing a kortov, a drop, the mikveh is pasul. Litbol, bain. Kabesa metameh tumat ochlim. If you have food stuff that's the size of a kabesa, it can metameh other foods. The food stuff to transmit tumah to other foods has to be the size of a kabeza. So kabeza hasir sumsum. If you have a kabeza less the size of a sesame seed, eno metameh tumat ochlim. It's not going to be metameh tumat ochlim. Shelosha al shelosha metameh medras. If you have a beged that's three tefachim by three tefachim, it's subject to the tumah of medras. That means if a zav or an ida sits on it or lies on it, it becomes avat tumah. Shelosha al shelosha hasir nima achat. But if it's 3x3 tefachim minus one thread or one hair's breadth, eno metameh medras. So he's trying to tell them, what is it? That's what Hachamim gave the Shi'urim. They gave it precise. They didn't say around. They gave a cutoff. So just like they gave a cutoff by the mikveh, by the tumat ochlim, by the tumat medras, their cutoff is what? When it comes to wheat, it's indeed a third. Which is everything is mitzumtzam. So Kavz Gavaran says, now, just as a source that she says, how do you know that the Shi'ur of Tumat Ochlim is Kabetza? So that she quotes you the Pasuk, it says, Mikola Ochel Asher Ye'achel. Now, eating food, the Gemara tells the Beta Belia, the person's throat can fit in one shot how much Ochel? Shur of a Kabetza. So the Mikola Ochel Asher Ye'achel, the food that's eaten in a person's mouth or a person's throat that can be swallowed at one time, that has the status of to transmit to us. That's how they know the shoot is a kabetza. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Yirmiya, Lav miltahi. He says, Lav miltahi de amre. That she says, Shekshet lomar vekim lomar ben shlish tefahot ben shlish devadai kim lu. No, that wasn't my question. Of course, the rabbis knew. If they're telling you that it grows a shlish before, if it's cut on Sukkot, they do the shiurim. That's not what I was bothered by. So what's the why? The ba'u mineh, which means eventually Rav Yehuda conceded. Originally, I was questioning, hey, what's going on? They knew? So Rav Yehuda answered him. Later on, hadar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda came back and said, no, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not questioning the shiurim of the hakamim. They're telling you it's a shlish before Sukkot. How do we know that's fact? The friends of Rav Kahana asked, the colleagues in the Beit HaMidrash, they asked Rav Kahana. Omer shekrivu Yisrael b'chnisatam la'aretz mehechan hekribuhu. Okay, here's the question. We know that Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know also that there's a Korban HaOmer that's born on the second day of Pesach. Okay, that's the 16th of Nisan. And that Korban HaOmer allows now the new crop of wheat to be eaten. So now when the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, we know they ate the new crop. That means they had to bring Korban HaOmer. So when they came in, from where did they bring the Korban HaOmer? Let's see what the problems are. What's the question? So she gave answers. Im tomar de'ayil biyad goy. Maybe they came in. There was wheat already in the fields, and they cut it on the 16th of Nisan. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, it can't be. Ketzidechem amar rahmana velo ketzid goy. The Torah says it's got to be your wheat. Ketzidechem. And this wheat over here grew in the possession of a goy. So therefore, even though when you came into Eretz Yisrael, you took possession of the land, doesn't matter. The wheat grew in possession of a goy. That's not considered wheat that's viable for cutting of the omer. Now she says, "Da'il biyad goy shirit bashel ad shelo ba'al la'as." Maybe it ripened before they got to the land. Which is once it becomes ra'ui for cutting, it's called a ksir. So since this became ra'ui for cutting in the hand of a goy, that's not good for us. So the Gemara says, hold it. Mimai de akribu. Who told you that they even brought the omer at all? Dilma lo akribu. Maybe that first year, they didn't pick about the omer. Who told you? As if you're assuming I have a question. They brought. Who says they brought? They had to bring the first year. They didn't bring, maybe. And they didn't eat wheat also. Come on, no salka dachtach. We wouldn't think such an dichtiv. Vayochlu me'avura ares me'machorat ha'pesach. Which means they started to eat from the fruit of the land, from the bounty of the land, the produce of the land, the day after Pesach. So what do you see? Me'machorat ha'pesach achul. They only started eating from the produce after the second day of Pesach. Me'ikara lo achul. But before that, they didn't. Why? Because they didn't bring the omer. So you see what they must have brought to omer. The omer was matir something. Because it says they ate from the produce after the second day of Pesach. So the Gemara says, the akribu omer, they brought the omer, ve'adar akhle. So we're back to the original question. Mehechan akribu. Where did they bring it from? Amar lahen, so he said like this, kol shelo evi shlish biyad goy. That was the answer.
Nice.
That they got it to Eretz Yisrael, so long as the wheat did not bring a shlish of its growth, biyad goy, when they came and took over the land, now the wheat grew a shlish of its growth.
After
they already owned it, that's considered theirs. So you see what? You see the shlish rule. That the shlish is already considered growth. It's considered that ui liksida. So that's the explanation. When they got in, it was 2.9 of its growth, let's say, before you get to a third, let's say. One third. It took quite less than a third. When they came in, they took the land, it came a third. So the Gemara says, V'dilma ayil velo kimlehu. Who told you over here that it was a third? Maybe when they came into Eretz Yisrael, no, it was nothing. Maybe it was less than a third. Maybe it was, which means, you're giving me the hadush over here, that the third was the cutoff. They came in, it was right before a third, and they got to Eretz Yisrael, they owned the land, it got a third, that becomes theirs. Who told you? Maybe when they came into Eretz Yisrael, it was nothing. And maybe it grew a little, and that becomes, who told you that the cutoff is a third? Dilma, I'm reading again, Ayil Velo Kimlehu. Look at Rashi. Vedilma Ayil Velo Kimlehu, Maskana de Milte de Rabbi Yirmiyahu. This is the end of Rabbi Yirmiyahu's point. The Isan Kadadak Lokim Lehu Dilma Ayil Biyad Goy Velo Ava Kimdehu, which means how did when they came into, which you say like this. I go back. She's explaining like this. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, you tell me, oh, it came a third in their possession. Mm. So the Gemara's question is like this: Vidilma Ayil Vilo Kimnu. How did they know? How did they know exactly a third of growth?
Maybe went more.
Ela Kimnu. Eli had to say what? The generation of the Midbar, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they knew. Which means, we're not going to say they weren't Baki. So how do they know what's a third of the growth, what's not a third? But you have to say, they knew what they were talking about. So just like you say the door of the Midbar that went into Israel, they knew. So to over here, we're going to have to say what? That the rabbis knew, and therefore they said, anything you cut on Sukkot, reach the third. Before Rosh Hashanah, and they knew what the third was. They knew this Shi'ur. The old Rabbi Riyaz coming along and saying, I retract. Originally, I was questioning, what do you mean? Anybody know about this stuff here? It's third, does it reach a third, not a third? So he says, you know what? I concede. They knew. How do I know they knew? Because when did they bring the Omer? And they just said they have to bring the Omer that year when they got in? And don't tell me they didn't bring the Omer. Because who clearly says that after the second day of Sukkot, they started eating from the produce. So they had to bring an Omer.
Yeah.
And it had to be theirs at the time of the Ketzirah. And it had to be this a certain growth. It had to be at least a third of its growth. So when they came into Eretz Yisrael, right, they took possession and it became a third of its growth in their possession. How did they know? How did they know what a third was?
They know.
And they have to say, they knew. So just like they knew, how can we also know about this subject of a third? So that's the bottom of the, that's the end of the proof of Rav Kahana. Good, now the Gemara still questions. Gemara says, it is the question that I told you before. Vidilma lo ayil klal. Who told you? Maybe when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was no growth at all. It wasn't right before a third. Maybe it was less than a third, less than a fourth, less than a sixth. It was very small growth. Abal hechad da'ayil riva'a. Right, but maybe what? Once it grew a quarter of its growth, that was already considered its shi'ud. Which means, who told you the cut-up point was a third? Mm-hmm. If you tell me the chemical, it's just like, it was right before a third, and then it matured to a third of its growth, and they made ketzira. Who told you? Maybe I'll tell you the chemical, Israel, it was practically nothing. And what? When it reached a fourth of its growth, which is less than that's already considered the maturity, and that's when it goes. So where'd you get the third? The Gemara says this: Ben shlish lefachot meshlish lo kimdehu lo salka datach. I would not think that. Why? Dichtiv, because the pasuk says ve'aham alu mina yarden ba'asul lachodesh. They came into the land on the 10th of the month of Nisan. That's when they entered. The isal kadadach ledo ayil klal. And if you're going to tell me what, that there was no growth, b'hamisha yomei mikam malya, in 5 days, did it grow enough? Were you able to cut it? Because when do you cut it? On the 16th. So you're telling me they came in on the 10th. So you have 6 days to consider the omer. So you tell me when they came in, it was nothing. It was less than a fourth. Mm. Oh, it can grow so fast from the 10th of Nisan until the 16th. 5 days, it matured so much. Ela ma'i. What do you have to say? The ayil riva odanka. So you want to tell me now when they came in, it was not zero. It was either a fourth of its growth, or it was a sixth of its growth, which means when they came in, it had a certain amount of growth. Akati, still, b'hamisha yomeh mi kamalya, still, in 5 days can its growth, means no matter what are you going to tell me, right? We're at the beginning stage of the wheat. Do you want to tell me it was less than a third, less than a fourth? In five days, it's not going to be ready to cut it, no matter what the shiur is. So you know what you have to say? Yeah. So what do you have to say? It was a miracle. The land of Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Sevi. It's the land of the deer. Just like the deer is swift and fast, so too the growth of Eretz Yisrael is also swift, and therefore it grows. Hachanameh Eretz Sevi Ketiva. So I'll say the same thing as well that she says on this. Eretz Sevi Mat Sevi Kal Beraglav Mikol HaHayot. It's like the Sevi is fast and swift, right, from all the animals. Af Eretz Yisrael Kalal Levashel Pirotea Mikol HaAratzot. Right, it's faster, produces its fruit more than any And therefore, I can tell you really, it was less than a shlish when I got there. Mm-hmm. So, you want to tell me it was really nothing? Mm-hmm. That was your question. Right? Maybe it was nothing. So, well, I could be nothing. Right? You're going to have a growth in 5 days? You have to say that. Because we're going to say that what Eretz Yisrael is considered miraculous, and since considered miraculous was Eretz Tzvi, so they've inechanameh. So they've at this point it seems the Gemara is saying inechanameh. It really was not necessarily a shlish, which means it could have been even much less. And the miracle was Eretz Tzvi. It grew in a record time in 5 days.
Right.
So now we're back to a question.
How do you know that the
70 year flood?
Yeah, which we got back to the question of the shlish. So you're telling me that it has to be they knew how a shlish worked. How do you know? When they came into Israel, who told you that was the cutoff point when they came into Israel shlish? What do you want to tell me? Maybe it was less. What do you mean? Maybe it's not going to be less. Could it grow in 5 days? Yeah, it could grow in 5 days. And therefore, could be it started off much less and it reached less of a shi'ur. And they cut it on the sixth day and finished. Mm-hmm. So we're really questioning now, how did the rabbis really know this deen of the third? So comes the Gemara and says... Right, so now the rabbis really do not have expertise now. So the Vidibi, he questioned the rabbis. How do they know? Then at the end we said, the Vidibi retracted. Said, you know what, they know. Because they told him. So it must be it was before a shlish when they came in. They saw a shlish. How did they know what a shlish was? Yeah, they must have known exactly what the growth was. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, who told you? Maybe when they entered, they said it didn't grow at all. And don't tell me that you have a problem. How did it didn't grow at all? And then all of a sudden, in 5 days, it was cuttable. I'll tell you, it was Eretz Tzvi. Oh, so now we're back. How does the rabbis know the biki'ut of the shlish? So comes the Gemara and says, Matkif la Rabbi Hanina. Going back to the pasuk that we brought. Remember we wrote a pasuk that's Haga Asif. What was the Haga Asif pasuk? We said it was extra. Because already it tells me Be'ospecha. So we know we're talking about the holiday of gathering. Be'ospecha. What does it tell me Haga Asif? So Haga Asif must be talking about cutting. Which means anything that you cut on Sukkot, know it's Betzita Shana. Know that it came from last year. And by last year already had to reach a shlish of its growth. If you're cutting it now already on Sukkot. Okay? Mm-hmm. So comes the Gemara and says, Matkif la Rav Hanina umi matzit amat hai asif katsiru. Is it possible to tell me that the word katsir, the word asif in this pasuk is referring to katsir, meaning it's an extra word? Why? Ve'aketi be'ospecha megodnecha umeyikbecha. From the pasuk that says me'ospecha, when you gather megodnecha umeyikbecha, what do we learn in Masechet Sukkah v'amar mor? Bevsolet goren ve'yekev hakatu medaber. We learned what type of items are kosher peschach. Psolet goren ve'yekev. That's the refuse. Yeah, that's the leftovers we'll call it, or the part that's not so fit. Let's say for like the straw and the hay, right? That's called psolet goren ve'yekev. The psolet of the goren is like the straw and the hay, not the wheat itself. The wheat itself is not psolet. Wheat itself is the edible part. The psolet, that's like the tail of the wheat. That's the psolet goren ve'yekev, and of the grapes. That's like the twigs on the grapes. They're that we for schach. So therefore, what's the Gemara trying to say? The Gemara is trying to say it's not extra, which means from the word be'ospecha we have a derasha. Be'ospecha megodnecha meyikbecha. That's teaching me what the din of schach. And Chag Asif teaches me the holiday when you are gathering. Your old premise was extra. It says Chag Asif be'ospecha. Well, Chag Asif already tells me what? I know Be'ospecha. It's talking about when in the holiday of gathering. So Chag Asif must be telling me the holiday that you are reaping. You reap on Sukkot, grew already from before. Oh, Be'ospecha is not extra. Be'ospecha already, we have a dirasha on it. To tell me what? To tell me that you're allowed to use the psolet goren v'yekev to schach. Look at Rashi. Second line, ve'amar mor. Actually, look at the mim matzit, a little before that. Mim matzit amar tehai asif katsir, teka amar tehai asif yitera. You tell me the word hag asif is extra? Limidreshe lashon katsiru? והכתי בעל מעצז באוספך מגונך מהגבך ואמר מור שלמדך כתוב וראו זה פסוק תשמי לעשות שכח של סוכה בפסולת גורן ויקב כגון קשים וזמורות. They were like the straw and the twigs. Davar she'eno mekabel tum'ah, something that's not mekabel tum'ah, obviously not a food stuff. Ve'gidolo me'aretz, that grows from the ground. Ve'ahaga asif. Now why is the kirashi? This that it says in the Torah, haga asif. Named the kamat yitirau mishum dichtiv gabe beospechat maasek alav yitirau. Ela zeu shema hag. But it says Haga Asif, that's really the name of the Hashem Shasuka Mesukechet Befsolet Gorin VeYekev. You see, when it says Haga Asif, the holiday that you use Schach
from
Psolet Gorin VeYekev. That was Midrash from a Pasuk that says Beospecha Megonecha Meyekvecha. Which is, we had a question, but you have to tell me it's Haga Asif, this is Beospecha. No, it's not telling you, it's a holiday of a gathering. We know that, you're right, Beospecha. Haga Asif teaches me it's the holiday that you could use Psolet Gorin VeYekev for Schach. Where do you get that from? Haga Asif. Because we got another person that says Beospecha Megonecha Umeyekvecha. And from there we learn it's okay. So it's called Haga Asif based on the Derech Shabbat Beospecha Megonecha Umeyekvecha. So therefore, bottom line, it's not extra. So look at Rashi. Ve'havile keman dechtav. It's as if it says ve'hag asukot beset hashana be'ospecha ma'asecha bezman shalem osef el abayit tevuah shebasadot. Yeah, which means it's coming to tell you the pasuk over here that what that it's hag asukot beset hashana, the end of the year of the harvesting. Be'ospecha ma'asecha bezman shalem osef Elabah, when you bring into your house, tivuah shebasadot. Good, that's
like the reaping.
Yeah, the reaping, yeah, the gathering.
Collecting.
So bottom line, the Gemara is back to a question. The Gemara started like this. Wheat goes after a third. The year that it grows, matures a third, that's the year of Maaser. If it's the second year, it's Maaser Sheni. If it's the third year, it's Maaser Ani. So the Gemara said, where'd you get this from? What do you mean? We have a pasuk by Sukkot. It says Haga Asif. And it says what? Be'ospecha. So obviously, Be'ospecha teaches me in the time of year that you're gathering. So what does Haga Asif come to tell me? Asif must mean kasir, cutting. The wheat that you cut on Sukkot, tradition. Fact that it had to have matured the year before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's coming to that Betzet Hashanah. It's considered last year's goods. And now we understand the other pasuk that said that what? That on Sukkot, there's laws of Shemitah. The first pasuk that the Gemara brought, Na'amud Bet, right? B'mo'ek Haga Sukkot. B'mo'ek Shnat HaShemitah V'Haga Sukkot. What do you mean? How can Sukkot be Shnat HaShemitah? It's the 8th year. All must be talking about that type of wheat that already matured in the 6th year. So now in the 7th year. So the 8th year on Sukkot is considered Shemitah still. Good. So now the Gemara says, oh, stop. Who told you that the word Haga Asif is actually extra? Maybe Haga Asif is telling me another deen. The holiday that you use Psolet Gorin VeYekev for Shkach. Like the Gemara was Doresh. So now we're back to the question, how do you know the third rule? So the Gemara says, after all that, Amar Zira Ha Milta Hava B'Yadan. The Mizira says, we thought we had the source in our hands. Ve'atar B'Hanina. Until Rav Hanina came along, Shada be Narga, and he threw a axe into our derasha, which until this point we were going with the Haga Asif derasha.
Right.
Until Rav Hanina came along, he axed it, he destroyed it. Ela minalan. So where do we know this from? So Kedetanya, Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer, we have a pasuk. Ve'asita et tevuah l'shlosh hashanim. Remember the context of this pasuk. This is talking about in the 6th year of Shemitah. That the people are going to ask, hey, what are we going to eat? Which means next year we're not working. Right? We're not working in the 7th year. So they're going to come along and they're going to panic. So don't worry. Which simply means that in the 6th year you're going to get 3 years worth of goods. You get 6th year product, 7th year product, and 8th year product. Also you need 8th year product because you didn't plant in the
7th.
That's the simple interpretation of the pasuk. But look at the bottom, Nashi. Ve'asita et ha-tevu'ah l'shlosh ha-shanim. Al tekreh l'shalosh ela l'shalish. Gemara makes a derasha shalish she'asta kishii b'shlish b'shulay. Let's read that inside the Gemara. Al tekreh l'shalosh ela l'shlish, which means they're coming along and saying that when is the wheat of the 6th year considered finished, that it's 6th year product? When it reaches a shlish, and therefore even if it now continues to grow in the 7th year, it's 60-year product. Because...
Oh, you have to know that.
Right, you have to know that, which is va'asit, the word, the pasuk is va'asta, va'asat, the tivu'ah, of the 60-year, to consider it 60-year goods, lishlish. It's got to be what? Reach a shlish in the 6th year. Mm-hmm. Then already, I don't care if it continues to grow more in the 7th year. Because the shlish is the cutoff point, a 6-year produce, if we have no law of Shemitah. Beautiful, so now we have a source. Good. That the 3rd is the cutoff point. Comes the Gemara and says, wait, you need it for itself. Don't you need it for the fact that you're just going to produce 3 years of goods? That was the Gemara's question. Yeah. If you're not going to have the Torah's question. And what if a person's going to say, I have no food? Mm-hmm. So Torah says, don't worry, you're going to get 3 years of product in the 6th year. So you need it for its own derash. How can you go start now dureshing it? Al-tikri, shalosh, ela shalish.
Right, you need it for itself.
You need it for itself. Gemara's like, if that's the issue, I have another pasuk. What does the pasuk say? It was la'atem. את השנה השמינית ואכלתם מן התבואה ישן עד השנה התשיעית. The pasuk clearly says you're going to eat from the old product until the 9th year. So what does that imply? That you're going to have product from the 6th, from the 7th, from the 8th. So I got a pasuk already answering how am I going to eat on the subsequent years of the 7th and the 8th. So that's the way you're going to eat old stuff until the 9th year. So therefore this pasuk is extra. L'shalosh ha-shanim, meaning l'shlish. And that tells me a 3rd. Comes the Gemara and says, Tenanatam. Okay, we have a Mishnah. How, now we're going to discuss different items, exactly when it becomes its cutoff point for ma'aseh.
Like it's finished.
Yeah, when it's considered finished for ma'aseh. We start off orders. Orders would be rice. Dohan, that would explain as millet, also a type of grain. They have firagin.
Hey.
What was that called?
Poppy.
Okay, poppy seeds.
Oh, poppy.
They have shum shemin. Shum shemin would be sesame. Now, she'shrishu lefne Rosh Hashanah, these items you go for when they took root. So it's very important because a lot of different species go with a different schedule. Vegetables, so when you pick them. Right. We said you have trees well, after the hanata, after it becomes, emerges, the fruit emerges. When it comes to wheat, you're telling me after it becomes the growth of a shlish. So you have a lot of different now we're telling you a new item. When it comes to these type of grains, rice, millet, poppy, and sesame, that goes when they took root in the ground. So the Gemara says, "Shishlish mufnei Rosh Hashanah." Let's say they took root before Rosh Hashanah, mitasin l'shavat. So they go maasir on last year's count. Umutarin b'shivirit. Okay, and if the next year is Shemitah, no problem because they took root in the non-Shemitah year. V'im lav, and if not, meaning they took root after Rosh Hashanah, asurin b'shivirit. Obviously, they become asur because of Shemitah. Umitasin l'shanah ba'ah. Right, and they go according to the maasir of the coming year, not l'shemitah. Meaning in a regular year, if it roots after Rosh Hashanah, let's say that year is the 3rd year of the Shemitah, so you'll take Ma'aser Ani. So therefore it follows the Hashrasha. Let's read Rashi. Top line. Ha'oriz ve'adohen mine kitniyotin. Dohan miliu. Okay, like millet. Fergin maku bela'az. Mit'asidin l'sha'avar. במעשרות שנה שעברה, אם שנייה, מעשר שני, ואם שלישית, מעשר עני. Well, whatever year it rooted, if it's the 2nd, it's מעשר שני, if it's the 3rd, it's מעשר עני. ומותרים בשביעית. אם השלישו ערב שביעית לפני ראש השנה. Very good. If it rooted before the 7th year, before ראש השנה, so it's 60 year goods, no problem. ומתעשרים לשנה הבאה, בשנת לקיטתן. Exactly, which means if it's a non-Shemitah year and it rooted after Rosh Hashanah, so now you pick it, but it doesn't go after the picking. Since it rooted after Rosh Hashanah, which obviously the picking is the same year, but the point is you go after that year for guarding the Maaseh. It goes after the year of rooting. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabba, Amur Rabbanan. The rabbis said, Ilan Batar Hanata. When it comes to trees, it goes after when the fruit emerges. Tivu'av Zetim Batar Shirish. When it comes to Tivu'an Zetim, we go after a third of its growth. Yarak Batar Likita. So we have all the classifications now. Mm-hmm. Now you throw in a new item. Hane Keman Shavinu Rabbanan. Which is the rabbis. Which classification they put rice and millet?
Yeah,
which is already we have a list of different options. Your options is either Bishat Likita, Bishat Hanata, or Bishat Shlish. Where the rabbis now come up with this new item? When it comes to wheat, I mean rice and millet, all those items, Hashrasha.
Right.
What's that classification? So comes the Gemara and says, geez, why did they choose Hashrasha? What was their logic to choose Hashrasha for these items? Hadar Amar Rabba, after Rabba answered and said, Mitok She'asuin Parchin Parchin Azle Rabbanan Batar Hashrasha. Since these items are usually picked a little at a time, you don't pick a lot of it at a time. Parchin Parchin means like Me'at Me'at. A little at a time, so therefore they follow the hashrasha. Why? What's that got to do with hashrasha? So look at Rashi. Mitoch she'asuin parchin parchin. Mitoch she'gurnan asui me'at me'at. I mean, the piles of this stuff make small piles.
Yeah.
You collect a little at a time. She'en el katim ke'ehad. It's not like there's a season where you reap exactly all in one shot. Ela ayom noktim u'mefarchin me'at. Remember in Masechet Matzah b'Farchin, you know when you take the item like the wheat kernel and you put it between your fingers and you mefarich it, you molel it. So that's why it refers to these items as b'Farchin. You break them a little at a time because they come in like a little husk. So you have to be mefarich. So it's called them b'Farchin me'at ulmahar me'at. Now v'nimsu hadash v'yashan me'uravim yachad hanifrachin lifnei Rosh Hashanah im hanifrachin lachar Rosh Hashanah. אם הולכים בהן אכל לכיתה כשאר ירק, כשיהיה מפריש מעשירותיו, אבי להם מעשה מן החדש, על הישן ומן הישן ומן החדש. כשזה גבר עשה like this. The rabbis were concerned that you shouldn't have a problem. What's the problem? If you're going to go after the kita, so you have a little stuff that you took before Rosh Hashanah. Now you have stuff that you took after Rosh Hashanah. Now it's going to get mixed up. Now we're worried, you're going to end up taking from the old on the new, or the new on the old. It's not like a regular product where you do the whole thing in one shot. So you don't have hadash and yashan issues. Once you pluck it from the field, that's it. That's your ma'asir. It's like it happened that an item you did once before, but it's not going to be so problematic. Here, the derech of these items is, you take a little tomorrow, a little the next day. Now, you took a little before Rosh Hashanah. Now you took a little after Rosh Hashanah. Now what's going to happen? It's going to get mixed up. And we know the rule is, you're not allowed to take ma'aseh from last year's goods on the new year's goods. On the new year's goods, from last year's goods. So you know what the rabbi said? We got to make it easy for the people. And therefore what they say, go after Hashrasha. And therefore Rashi says, Adi buratar Hashrasha, shebishna achat mesharesh et kol hasadeh. When it comes to rooting, the whole field roots the same
time.
The same time. Bevatahat, zur'inotan, right, when they plant it, it's all the same time. Umasir pirot ta'ilam v'ketniot v'yarak v'drabananen v'yicholot b'yad achirin l'gbo azman l'fi datam l'chol echad v'echad. That she just says, all these items are drabanan. So the rabbis are able to decide arbitrarily, this item's going after Likita, this item's going after Ashrasha.
Right.
So the rabbis. So the rabbis could decide whatever they want. The Torah says shlish. That's not up to the rabbis. Did she just bother me? Every item has a different shiur. Yeah, the rabbis are the koveya. The whole thing is Rabbanan. So now we understand why you go after Ashrasha, because you're worried about the mixing factor.
Right.
And therefore you might end up taking ma'aseh from last year on this year's goods, etc. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Abaye. So Abaye has the answer to this question. V'yitzbor gurno letocho v'nimsa tore min ha'chadash shevo al ha'chadash shevo min ha'yashan shevo al ha'yashan shevo. Which means very simple. Mix it all together. Go after the kita. Whatever you took before, whatever you took after, you don't know what's before, what's after. Doesn't matter. Put it all in one pile and mix it. Stick your hand in the middle of the pile, and now when you're going to take out, you're definitely taking out some old stuff and some new stuff. So you say like this, the old stuff is ma'aser for the old stuff, and the new stuff is the ma'aser for the new stuff, which is, what are you worried about? There's a way to solve this problem. You don't have to make a new shi'ur and say, Ashra Shah, because we're worried the stuff before, the stuff after. No problem.
Make
you know what?
Make a tar of it.
Right. Whatever you have now, it's after Rosh Hashanah, so you don't know. There's some stuff before, some stuff after. You can end up making a mistake. It's going to mix it all up. Mix it all up. Stick your hand in your tzvor. Make a pile. Put your hand in the middle of it and take out. And I'll say, what? There's some new and old in your hand now. From the Maaser, I said the new stuff in your hand is for the new stuff, and the old stuff is for the old stuff. Look at Rashi, v'yitzbor gorno letocho. Uma bekach im yashan v'hadash me'orabin. What do I care if new and old is mixed? That was your problem, right? Oh, I'm worried new and old is going to be mixed. Now you're going to end up taking from the new and the old and the new. Why are you saying that? Yitzbor et kol ha'goren letocho kolomar be'im sa'ito. Go to the middle of the pile. Shiyeh kol nivlal yachad yafeh. Right, where everything is mixed
nicely.
V'nimsek shiyitrom v'yasir yemin hadash b'maaser lefima shiyesh hadash begorin v'neyashan lefima shiyesh yashan. Now, how do you know you could do such a thing? Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Rabbi Yosef ben Chifar Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Chizuri Fula Misri. Right, so that she says that's a type of kitniot, that's a type of legume. He calls it fazuli. Like fasulia, like the bean. V'darkan lizur'an liyarak. Now sometimes they would plant this bean to be eaten as a vegetable. Ulezera, or sometimes they would plant it as to eat it as a, when it's still a legume, when it's still a seed. So it depends on what the kavanah was. Now, v'azur'an liyarak, if they were planting it for the vegetable of it, mit'asir ha'dikita. And then it follows the vegetable. What's the vegetable law? After the kita. V'azur'an li'echolet zar'o, but if they did it to eat its seed, Torat kitnit alam tasir achar ashlasha. Good, then it goes after the rooting. Now, vizesh shizrod is zera vishlish mixal lefinushlo mixal achar ashlasha. So we're talking about a bean, fula misli, and you're coming out the guy was for zera, for the eating it, the seed of it. Okay, good. And what happened? Part of the product rooted before Rosh Hashanah, and part after. Okay. Now, Gemara says, Fula misli shizrod is zera. So if it goes after ashlasha. Mixat shlish lefin Rosh Hashanah, u mixat shlish, לאחר השנה, אין תורמין ומעשין מזה על זה, לפי שאין תורמין ומעשין לא מן החדש על הישן, ולא מן הישן על החדש. So you have to be careful, because this is old stuff and new stuff. Hashlasha before Hashanah is one season, Hashlasha after Hashanah is a different season. You can't take from the new stuff on the old stuff, and the old stuff on the new stuff. Kesadu, kesadu oseh. So what should he do? Sover gorno letocho. Mix it up. Mix both piles up now, and stick your hand in the middle. Then
nice.
So therefore, what do you mean? Rabbi Shimon Chizuri gives you the option of what?
Mixture.
A mixture. So therefore, say the same thing by the case of the rice. You're telling me, no, we got to make a new law with Hashlasha. No, don't go with Hashlasha. Just go after Likita. You're right. You take a little before, a little after. I'm not worried. Mix them all up. Stick your hand in and... You're going to take good. You're going to take old and new in your hand. I say the new in your hand is for the new. The old in your hand is for the old.
Right.
So the Gemara concludes and says, "Amar de Rabbi Shimon Chizuri Kamart." Oh, that's who you're quoting me. Rabbi Shimon Chizuri Savar Yesh Bila. Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Bila. Literally, there is mixture. The Rabbanan Savri En Bila, but the rabbis hold there is no blending. There is no mixture. Yesh Bila. Rashi. Yesh lesmok ala bila. We can rely on the blend. Lomar sheyesh mishneim betoch ha-maaseh lefi ha-ashbon. Because really, you're taking a risk here. You have to say that when you took with your hand the maaseh, there's old and new, and there's the enough shi'ud of the old for the old, and there's enough shi'ud in that mixture for the new. For the new. Oh, who says? By the way, which is, this is all
probably.
Exactly. It's not definite. So that's the concept called yesh bila. Yesh bila means when something is mixed, you can assume you're getting from both and you're getting the right shiur. Now, next Rashi, in bila, but the rabbi said there's no bila. In sumchim al kach sheyesh tomar lo niblal yafeh. Maybe it didn't mix good. Verubo shel ma'asim nechadash urubo min hayashan. Or maybe the majority, you took this old stuff, and therefore you didn't cover the new, or the new and you didn't cover the old. So therefore the Gemara is basically trying to say, hey, you tell me you go after Hashlasha when it comes to these items. Why? Because it goes me'at, me'at, but you take a little at a time. So the Gemara says, what you got to do that for? Why don't you just rely on Bila? Don't we have Rabbi Shimon Chizuri? That's what you can rely on Bila? Gemara says, of course, that's the Mishnah. Don't go with Bila. Therefore, it's not going to be an issue to mix it up together and just take. So then what do you have to do? The rabbis made a solution. Hashnasha. So therefore, all these goods, I don't care when you picked it. I don't care if you picked it before Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Hashanah. It all rooted before Rosh Hashanah,
right,
in one
right
season. Therefore, no matter even if it's mixed, it's all considered Yashan, or it's all considered Hadash, because it all goes according to one season. And that's why the Hakamim made that Shi'ur.